I like to point out in teaching about baptism that of the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the Christmas story of Mary and Joseph traveling to Bethlehem where there is no room is only in Luke. The story of the Magi traveling from the east following a star with gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh, that's only in Matthew. In fact, the Gospel of Mark and the Gospel of John don't have a birth story, a Christmas story at all. But all four Gospels tell us that before Jesus began his public ministry, before he called disciples, before he preached sermons, before he performed miracles, he went to John, his cousin, and was baptized in the River Jordan. When we talk about baptism in the church, therefore, there is value in remembering just what it was John was offering. An opportunity for people to grow closer to God and to live a more faithful life, not by being more spiritual or more prayerful or more worshipful, but in the simplest of terms. A reading from the Gospel of Luke, where John is conducting baptisms in the River Jordan. The people asked him, "Then what are we to do?" He replied, "Whoever has two shirts must share with the one who has none, and whoever has food must do the same." Among those who came to be baptized were tax collectors, and they said to him, "Teacher, what are we to do?" He told them, "Exact no more than the assessment." Some soldiers also asked him, "And one of us?" To them, he said, "No bullying, no blackmail. Make do with your pay." The people were all agog, wondering about John, whether perhaps he was the Messiah. But he spoke out and said to them all, "I baptize you with water, but there is one coming who is mightier than I. I am not worthy to unfasten the straps of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire." Baptism is not simply a family ritual, though it is a cause of great joy. Nor is it simply what it was for John, an opportunity to live a more righteous life by reminding us of the virtues of sharing and honesty and working for peace. The early church adopted the baptism of John for its rite of initiation into the new household of God, because in addition to these other things, baptism is a sign of God's grace and a reminder that all the gifts of Jesus were given to us freely and abundantly, not because we earned them, not because we are deserving, but because God is good and is gracious, is generous, and loving. We have celebrated the gift of baptism today, and for that we are very, very thankful. It is a welcoming into the household of God of one whose life is new, in the hope that all of our lives may be made new by God's love, kindness, and grace. I invite you to join me in a time of prayer. Let us unite our hearts and our minds together. Let us pray. God of the ancient and new covenant, by your wisdom you call us into right and just relationship with you, with one another, and with your creation. We thank you that you have blessed us with the capacity to be in such relationship in every type of family. From the familiar to the emerging, you are there to bring wholeness, compassion, nurture, gentleness, understanding, and humility to all our homes. We praise you for the variety and complexity in the human family and among human households. God, who invites us to honor covenants, we praise you for those who have stood before us today to make pledges of faith and commitment. We thank you for the joy in these young families, and ask your Spirit's guidance to make their homes places of love and mercy. God, who has covenanted with the Church to be agents of peace and reconciliation in Jesus' name, we pray that we might be proven true to the promises we make at baptism. Keep us open of heart and mind and spirit, that all who enter to seek nurture in your ways may be welcomed and may be accepted. Your covenant extends to all people and all times, and is a promise of your healing power and grace. Where there is anxiety in the present moment, bring your peace. Where there is sorrow, bring your comfort. Where there is fear, bring your courage. Fill our hearts with gratitude for the gifts of grace that surround us and which find representation in the waters of baptism. Every day we will praise you, gracious God, for every day you meet us and walk with us and receive our prayers. Every day we will trust in you, for every day your word is a lamp beneath our feet and a light for our way. Today we pray, as we do every day, in the name of the one who gives us this day to honor you, Jesus the Christ, who taught us to pray together by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our last hymn is another favorite chosen by a member of our church. Peter Warrow wrote to me and said, we should sing God Be With You, God Be With Us Till We Meet Again, for very obvious reasons. God be with you until we meet again as the household of God. Be well, be safe, and be hopeful. Amen.